Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Female leadership has been front and center during this pandemic. From New Zealand, where COVID-19 infections have been managed under the leadership of a female prime minister, to Canada, where the country's top doctor is a woman of color. How are women leading differently during the pandemic, and how is it redefining what leadership is? Welcome to The Conversation Piece. This is Lorraine McKeon.
Hi, my name is Lorraine McKeon, and I'm an author and journalist. My second book, No More Nice Girls, examined the twisty, obstacle-filled paths women take to power, and then the impossible standards they face once they get there. In it, I argued that we don't only need more women in leadership. We need to change our very idea of what leadership is and what it looks like, who can achieve it. I encouraged us to place more value on collaboration, compassion, creativity, community, transparency, and even vulnerability, qualities that often seem like the polar opposites of what we see in many popular leaders today. That book came out in 2020, about a week before the pandemic was declared. You know, there have been few silver linings in the past 12 months, but one is certainly the ways in which we've seen women step into leadership. In addition to Theresa Tam's chief spot at the federal level, six of the top doctors in the country's 13 provinces and territories are women. There are also many women chief public health officers at municipal levels across Canada. Together, they have shown us a new way to lead, but also to live. You know, they have defied hate, deliberate misinformation, partisanship. They have spoken out against anti-Asian racism, and they have crafted the country's new unofficial mantra, be calm, be kind, be safe. I think that we've gravitated toward people like Alberta's Dina Hinshaw and BC's Bonnie Henry precisely because they have seemed to abandon the bravado, brashness, and unwavering ego that makes many male leaders so popular in the past and still in the present. You know, these women have been neither perfect nor impervious. They have been honest and human. They have struggled just like us, broke down just like us, and have admitted to hard, impossible, and sad days just like us. They've let us see them cry. And if this vulnerability and relatability felt surprising in our leaders this past year, I think it has also felt necessary. Kindness and empathy are not just nice to haves. At the international level, when it comes to the pandemic, studies of the world's 194 countries have shown that women leaders fared better, both in terms of infection and mortality rates. One possible reason given is that unlike men, who tended to prioritize the economy, women appear to approach the crisis with one top mandate, and that is to save lives. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't celebrate our male leaders. You know, that's not what I'm saying. It means we must make a point of celebrating the women who did leadership differently during the pandemic. Or, as one Guardian article put it in speaking of that study, plenty of countries with male leaders have done well, but few with female leaders have done badly. I know it doesn't feel like it, but this pandemic will end. Right now, though, we are in a moment where we should ask ourselves, if its ending means we actually want to go back to normal. I know that sounds ridiculous, but stay with me. I want us to ask, why can't our blueprint for recovery instead build something better than normal? The pandemic has exposed deep inequalities and also new ways to address them. It has handed us incredible opportunity to figure out what it means for everyone to live better, and what kind of leaders we need to help us get there. My next book is called Women of the Pandemic. For it, I spent the past year talking to 50 women about their lives and their challenges during this past year, but also their visions for the future. One of the women I spoke to is Paulette Senior. She's the president and CEO of the Canadian Women's Foundation. She believes that our future better living can include things like universal childcare, inclusive education that tells history from a more truthful and anti-racist perspective, a policing system that protects everybody and doesn't cost us billions, committed, non-divisive politicians. I'd like to end on something she told me during our interview. And that is, when we decide that we, as human beings, are the priority, everything else will follow from that decision. Think about that. You know, I couldn't agree with her more. I believe that putting people and our own humanity first is how we can continue to build much needed equality, and in that, a vision of better living for us all. Thank you.
Loren McKeon spoke at the Walrus Talks at Home Living Better in March, and she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, and webcammed onto a stage at the Walrus Talks. We're coming up to the end of season two on the conversation piece. Do us a favor and give us a starred review on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you download this podcast so we can start season three off with a bang.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.